Do you support expanding and not cutting Social Security's modest earned benefits?
A question about Social Security. Thank you very much.
Thank you for that question. You know, it's interesting because Social Security, in my estimation, is one of the largest challenges we have facing us right now, currently as a country. And it's one of the largest issues also that a lot of people aren't willing to discuss. That's why early on in this candidacy, very early on before the primary, I was one of the first candidates to actually come forward with a public plan to address our looming Social Security crisis. And the reason why I took it so seriously, I mean, I actually have some selfish reasons. I have 8 children. It's not just for people who are currently on Social Security. We have to get this right so that future generations of Americans will be able to get the benefits that we're all contributing to. And my plan to save Social Security is just this. The first priority, what we need to do is fence off the payroll taxes that we collect to fund Social Security. Unfortunately, Congress in the past has dipped into this fund and spent it for other reasons. That was a contributing factor to why we have the crisis looming now. We have to fix that. And the reason why we need to fix it is because even if we make it solvent, if we don't do that, then we run the risk of Congress going in and spending that money once again and creating the crisis all over again.
Is that the Social Security lockbox that Al Gore talked about so many years ago?
I wouldn't call it a lockbox, but, you know, there's plenty of precedent for that. I mean, right here in our state of New Hampshire, we do something similar with the gas tax to make sure that that money is reserved for the highway fund. I mean, this is even worse than that. I mean, we're collecting taxes. We're taking payroll taxes from people, from Americans, hardworking Americans, for the purpose of funding Social Security. That money should be dedicated to that fund.
I'm glad you asked the question, because just a couple quick follow-ups, Mr. Lawrence. There are fixes that are often mentioned. I'm sure you're aware of them. One is raise the Social Security income cap. Right now, any income above about $120,000 is not taxed. So this is said to favor the wealthy, because after $120,000, all that goes away, tax-free income above that. Is this also a better way to fund the system, make it more solvent and more fair?
Well, I'm glad you brought up that point, because what I was going to get into is once you've actually, you know, protected the funds that you're collecting for Social Security, it's not going to fix the solvency issue. So now begins the hard work of sharpening your pencil and figuring out what type of tough choices you need to make to stave off the fiscal cliff that Social Security is going to go over in the future. And I do think that raising the cap on payroll taxes is one of the potential solutions that we should be considering. But I don't think that's enough. I think you need to leave all options on the table. I'm going to be very specific. I think that what you need to do is you need to grandfather anyone who's currently in the system currently that's receiving benefits. So you're not going to change what they're receiving for Social Security. But now you need to look at Social Security benefits for future, for people who will actually join the system in the future. And you need to make tough choices, and you need to make it solvent. And unfortunately, that's going to have to it's going to be some painful decisions there. You are going to have to look on raising the cap on payroll taxes. You may have to look at raising the age of eligibility. You may have to look at other eligibility requirements. But the one thing that I can guarantee you is that if we do this now, it's going to be a lot less painful and a lot easier to accomplish it than if we wait 10 years later when we're actually right at the edge of it collapsing. If you wait, it's going to be more painful, more difficult to get the job done. So it's very important that we start looking at this seriously now and actually fix it once and for all.